Thank you for calling customer service for Just Speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I just had a charge tonight on my credit card, and I'm trying to figure out what it would have been from your company.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
60098.
What's your name?
Betty Hamilton.
Ms. Hamilton, will you verify your address for me, please?
304 South Hughes Road, Woodstock, Illinois, 60098.
Let's see here, Ms. Hamilton. We have transactions here starting back January 1st. So this is the timeline. I don't know, the latter charge is March 11th. But to get to the question of what transpired to cause your charge, it was initiated back on January 1st. You agreed to pay shipping and handling of $7.45 to receive a Wi-Fi booster. That was shipped on January 3rd. Now, you were in a trial period when you got the Wi-Fi booster that you needed to call within 48 hours to say that you did not want to become a member of the discount club where you can get other items like the Wi-Fi booster. They have hundreds of other products. So on January 5th, you were charged $54.97 for being a member of the, they call it the Gadget Club or the Discount Online Store Club, where you could have ordered and got several other products. They also gave you a $125 gift card for each time that you were charged to shop with the store. So that purchase on January was taken. Then you had a February membership charge due. But in February, the $54.97, that payment was declined. On the 6th of February, they attempted on the credit card for that payment. It declined again. On the 7th of February, it declined again for the 54. So now at this point, we're going forward on March 11th, the $19.99 is all they decided to, because the card was declining. So really, you got the membership for March for only $19. Well, actually,
okay, well, I'm not buying anything. I didn't know anything was a membership. The only thing I got was, and I can send this back to you. It doesn't work very well. I just thought since it was only costing me $7.45, I wasn't going to take the time to send it back and ship it. I had no idea this is a membership, and I do not want this.
I understand your concern, ma'am. So there's no need to send the Wi-Fi booster back because they're not going to take it back. That's yours to keep. The membership fee was charged in January. If you had a call back in January, we might could have taken care of that. I only can work with the most recent charge. This is fast forward going towards March. And then the membership for March was only $19.99, and that was for February. What I can do for you going forward, you don't have to receive any other charges because you are set up on a monthly charge of $54.97.
I'm not set up on any monthly charge. I'm not paying a monthly charge of anything.
You have paid for January, ma'am, and you've paid for February. What I can do for you...
This $19.99?
$19.99 is what they reduced it to because the card declined for $54.97, ma'am. But what I
this $54.97 was paid, I guess. I guess I didn't catch that. I didn't know what that was for. Now, the $19.99, I have my credit card people holding that and not to pay that until I figure out what's going on here because I didn't buy anything.
ma'am, that has already been paid. I have an approval here for you. It's a valid charge. When you did your terms and conditions back in January, when you put your card number in, it asks you to agree to terms and agreements stating that this will take place. When those terms and agreements are read, it tells you that it's going to automatically enroll you into a membership if you do not call and cancel before the 48-hour time frame. In your case, you did not call, so it triggered the membership, which is fine for most people because they like the Gadget Club. They like the online discount store. For you, it might not be.
I have no gadgets except this one item, and you're going to charge me $70 for this thing?
No, ma'am. You are a member of the discount.
I'm not a member of anything. I don't want to be a member. I thought a membership would, if I signed up for any membership, I thought it was that I would pay whatever I decided to buy, but I haven't decided to buy anything except okay on that 745 to see what the Wi-Fi thing was like.
And to your understanding, I could see that, ma'am, but in the terms and conditions, it does state that when the terms and conditions are read, before you guys put your account number in, it does tell you in the terms and conditions that it's going to roll over to a membership. The credit card itself cannot take unless you agree to the terms and conditions. If the terms and conditions was agreed upon,
this is a real scam.
It's not a scam, ma'am. But what I can do for you going forward to make sure you don't receive any other charges, first thing I would suggest that you might want to have the account canceled so you don't have any more charges.
How do I do that?
I can do that here for right here, ma'am. Just give me one moment here. So you won't get charged in April. The first thing I need to do, because you're saying to me that you do not want to stay in this membership. Now, it's a legit membership. You can stay if you choose to. You have a $125 voucher they give you each month that they charge you to spend at the discount shopping store. If you choose to use that, that's fine, and cancel before the April payment, that's perfectly fine too.
No, hell no. I don't want anything to do with this. That's not how I do things.
Well, that's perfectly fine.
I only pay for what I want, and I will decide ahead of time. I don't do memberships.
Ma'am, your phone is I'm hearing every other word you're saying.
Oh, I do not do memberships. I pay as I go for things. I do not want this. I do not want to have to pay this $19.99. I think the $60 on this. $54.97 plus the $7.45 that I already paid for this one item. That's outrageous. I will not be paying a $19.99 for tonight, and I already called immediately tonight, and it was put on tonight. That should be able to be taken off.
That's what I can do for you, ma'am. What I can do for you on that $19.95, which is more than half anyways already, but going forward, the main thing. The concern is that you don't want to get charged anymore. So that's first thing, nature of business. If your bank calls, it's going to be a valid charge if they call, because it is a valid charge. Your account number was in. So however, to stop the bleeding, you want to cancel this. I can offer you the 50% of the $19.99 back, which it was 54 to start with. They debited for 19, and I can give you 50% of the 19. And going forward, you won't receive any more charges.
For what? What am I paying all this money for? A membership that you call a membership that I don't even use?
Ma'am, if you are a member of this club, I can give you the info you need to order your products, to place an order. You're saying to me that you don't want to be a member?
No.
I'm offering you the cancel.
No.
I'm offering you the cancellation, or you can choose to stay with the program before April 4th and choose to use the $125 you can. That's totally up to you.
I do not want to be a part of a membership.
Okay,
period.
So to my understanding, going forward, we're going to cancel this membership. If you get something to write with, ma'am, I'm going to give you a cancellation number. We have hundreds, thousands of people that's a member of the club. I can understand if you don't want to be, but that's perfectly okay.
Well, I didn't even understand that that's what I was doing.
Yes, ma'am. It was stated in the terms and conditions before you check the box. So, however, going forward, I'm going to give you the 50% of the $19.99 that they charged the last time. I can't do anything about the January charge because it needs to have been called back in January.
Why can't you stop the whole $19.95 that you guys charged tonight?
Why can't I stop that?
Yeah, instead of just half of it, why can't you just stop the whole thing? I've already overpaid for this.
Well, let me see if I can. It's not at my discretion. This is a protocol we follow. It's not my decision to say keep or take your $19.99, but let me see if I can. Hold on, please. What I can do... As a courtesy, ma'am, yes, I can refund that $19.99. And going forward, it won't be any more charges going forward if I cancel the account tonight. If that's what you would like to do?
Yes.
Okay, hold on, please. I need to notate the account, so please be patient with me for a minute here. Okay, ma'am, I've notated your account here. I'm going to give you a cancellation number. And that cancellation number, ma'am, is C as in Charlie, 251-261-1976. I'm also refunding the $19.99. I just canceled the account, so it won't be further charges. The $19.99 is at the discretion of your bank when they will put that $19.99 back in your account. Typically, it takes 3 to 5 business days for that to happen. So the $19.99, as I speak, I'm refunding. And I need to get a little information on that, so hold on. Refund $19.90. Are you sure you want to refund? Yes. Okay, but I got to be a little patient with me. Make sure you get that refund, ma'am. Let me see if it was applied or it was canceled. Refund needs to be patient with me a little bit. There's a certain place I have to put the refund in. And you know what? And it might be, and it's something I might have to escalate you further, because it was due $54. The reason it's not taken for me, but they didn't take $54. They only took $19. So I'm trying to see if it's flagged as though, and that was from February. So it might not allow me to do that $19.99. Let me double check here somewhere else. Because typically I would have refunded the $54.97 because that was the price of the membership. But because they only charge you $19.99, they have already given you back what they was going to give you back.
So you couldn't get $54 on my credit card tonight. So then you went all the way down to $19.99 to see if that would go through?
I did not, but that's what was done, yes.
Wow, well, that's a real scam.
No, ma'am, it's a scam. We got thousands of members. It's not a scam. We got thousands of members.
Doesn't mean it's not shady.
No, we got people that call and want the product. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I get it. I get it. But, you know, people like gadgets. People like products. And the Wi-Fi booster is one of the popular ones. We got dash cams. We got headlight flashlights. I mean, there's lots of things they get. It might not be for you. Initially, you just probably wanted to pay the $7.95 shipping and handling just to receive the Wi-Fi booster, which is yours to keep. No big deal. People choose that all the time. But it just said that in 48 hours, it'll automatically enroll you into the membership. That's the promotion that they have. We'll allow you a welcoming gift if you just pay the shipping and handling. We want you to become a member of this club. If you do not want to be a member, just let us know in 48 hours. If we don't hear from you, it automatically enrolls you into the membership. Basically, it's what happens. And they did, and you didn't catch it, but you got charged in January for $54. So you've been a member since back in January, and this is March.
Yeah, when you wonder why I didn't buy anything since then.
I don't see. I just handle all the transactions for hundreds of companies, ma'am, here. We just handle the accounts here. And it will not, the system will not let me refund that $19.99. The only thing I can see about that is that they didn't get the full amount anyways. Because typically, sometimes I can do the 54, do half of it, do 50%, but it's not allowing me to do that at all, because it's not the $54 amount. But what I have done, you did not pay $54 this last time in March. In your case, nice, you didn't pay the whole $54 for back in February. Because February they was trying to charge you the $54 for the membership. It declined, so they just did whatever percentage that was. They left it $19.99. Now, if it wasn't canceled like I did tonight, you were going to receive another $54.97 going forward for April, because you would still have been a member. I've canceled the membership. I've given you a cancellation number. You won't receive
the
any
cancellation
more
number is let me go over the cancellation number. C25926119.
It's only 19. I mean, I'm sorry. It's only 11. So here we go. C as in cancel, 25926 1976.
1976.
Yes, ma'am. And if you, okay, at your discretion, if you choose to call back tomorrow, next day, or whatever, I'm looking at the notes right now. Well, I looked at the notes where I've just put in here that I was offering the full refund, which that's what I thought what I was going to do, but the system won't let me do it.
My credit card is waiting for a call from me, so I will just tell them not to pay the $19.99,
that'll do it. That's between you and your credit card, because typically they're going to call here. If it's our, I don't know how your, I don't want to get it back and forth about you and your credit card, because I don't know how your credit card done. Typically, when we talk to the bank on the line, someone has called their bank, maybe disputing a charge. They call here. The bank needs to know if it's a valid charge or not. Most cases, 99.9% of the time, it is a valid charge. customer did not read the terms and conditions. They accepted the terms and conditions, moved fast forward, it charged their account, valid charge. Bank finds out it's valid charge. It's not a something that we did fraudulent. It's not something that somebody took your card. But it's a legit program, ma'am. If you want to stay, you could have, but I have canceled that. Instead of you paying the $54.97, you only paid $19 for this past month, which I was only going to refund 50% of that anyways, but you end up getting more than 50% because they only charge you $19.99.
Well, you were going to try and get the, you were trying to get the $19.99 refunded also.
Yes, ma'am. But it's up, which beyond my control, the system just won't take it. And you know, you can feel free to call back at another time. I was trying to get around it, but they put the $19.99. Normally, it would show me $54.97, and I can adjust it by 50% or a full refund. But apparently, it's been adjusted already, and I can't adjust again. That's what it is.
All right.
But you have been, you have your cancellation. I do see, and as a matter of fact, I'm putting in notes here. So if the next agent see it, wanted to refund.
Well, I'm going to call them and tell them not to pay it. I mean,
that's between you and your bank. We have nothing to do with that. Yeah, that. I don't know. Some cases they charge you stop payment amounts to do so. So that's between you and your bank. I don't know how that works.
Well, my bank also said I could get the refund for 54 if I found out anything, but I just think this is real shady. I got screwed. I'll go ahead and do the 54, but I do not even want to do this 1999.
I understand.
I stopped that immediately.
I understand. Just, you know, and you have to, for future references, ma'am, the card would not have taken if the terms and conditions was not accepted. And that's with any type of purchase. When they ask you to accept the terms and conditions, and it won't take until they say, oh, no, go back and read the terms and conditions and accept. And if you don't accept it, the card won't take. So then people just accept it and haven't read the terms. And the terms state that they will automatically have enrolled you into the discount club. That's basically what happens. Okay.
Why is it called Advantage? Because I would have thought it was from the credit card company.
Well, because they carry lots of products. They don't list all the things we got from Wi-Fi. Some of them read. It just depends on the script.
Are you connected to the Advantage program?
It could be one of our... See, here, I'm in a third-party call center, and we handle hundreds, thousands of accounts for several different companies with that represents thousands of different products. I mean, we do dietary products, we do meal plans, we do digital apps, we do meal enhancements, we do CBD oils, we do facial creams. I mean, we handle the accounts for all of those things. So depending on which customer that might have, say, they did a survey on the back of their CVS receipt, or maybe they did a survey with Home Depot, or maybe they say, hey, do this survey, and you got a chance to win an iPad.
Okay, it's, so you're not, Advantage yeah. has nothing to do with Advantage.
I can't say either. It's not, because it could be one of our thousands of things. I don't know that. I haven't experienced that myself, but, you know, it could be labeled that way. But the number, you got the number because that's the number they give you, because we're legit, so you can call into the call center, and you got the number, but the descriptor could be any number of products.
Wow. All right.
Okay. But I got you canceled. If you want to call back in a couple of days, just to make sure it is, they'll tell you it is. But only thing I'm going to put a note to in here, another note. I already have a note as I was putting
put
it in here.
$19.99 needs to be taken off.
Well,
needs to be taken off.
Well, I put it here, wanted to refund the $19.99, was not able to do so.
But needs to do so.
That's not for me to say, ma'am. But, yeah, I understand where you're coming from on
that.
I'll
put an asterisk in there. But they need to get done.
Let me get this note. Wanted to refund the $19.99, was not able to do so because it's a partial payment. Able to do so because of the partial payment of
the partial payment. And going for you is, of course, it states here, if you were to call back in 2 days from now and say, hey, I wanted to make sure my account was canceled, it'll show here on 312 at 1250 by me, which my name is Bernadette. Customer order was canceled.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.